This is Ethea Wangaza, National Co-Chair for the Affiliate Task Force, meeting on February 19th, beginning at 8:17 p.m. Calling the meeting to order, and if we might begin first with, I think, approving the agenda, and if we could have the secretary read the agenda.
Afia, could we call the roll? I don't know everybody who's on the call.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Good idea. Okay. This is Teresa, the secretary. I'm going to call the roll, and I still, you know, because we have not been given the names through the secretary of the PNB, or the secretaries of the local stations boards, I'm not quite sure, but it appears that there may be different methods used to feel that people are on this committee. So at the end, if there is someone that you feel is missing, just tell me. These are the people I think are on this task force at this point. Chandra Hotman?
Present.
Okay. Sherry Gendelman? Joe Wanzala? Alan Minsky? Jan Goodman? Sean Rhodes? Carolyn Burden? Nia Bidiaco? Teresa Allen is present. George Ryder?
Present.
Sandra Rawline has asked for an excused absence. Deb Shapto?
Yes.
David Beaton? Afia Wangaza?
Here.
Dina Colbert? Has
Dina asked to be excused.
Yes,
Dina has asked to be excused. Okay. Ursel Rudenberg?
Here.
And Rip Robbins. Okay. Is there anyone who you think should be on this list that I did not call their name? Is there someone's name on this list? Is there someone on this name on this list who has told you they don't expect or intend to be on this task force?
Well, I wanted to ask for a point of clarification. It's my understanding that there had to be an election for the KPFA rep, because there's two members of the KPFA PNB that wanted to be on the task force.
Well, Chandra, traditionally there has been no limit.
Okay, so they could
both
be on this.
If there was, we'd be having a problem with the affiliate directors too, and there's never been on the task force. There's never been a procedure like that.
Oh, okay. No problem then.
Okay. I believe the next item would be approving of the agenda, or if anyone has anything that they would like to add or an order they would like to recommend.
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
If there's any item that someone would like to add to the agenda, and then to raise the question of approving the agenda.
Where would we find the agenda, Afia? Was it sent out on an email?
It was sent out late. I can read it if you need it read.
I'll dig
that
it up.
That would be helpful.
Number one was roll call.
Yeah.
Two, approval of agenda. Three, approval of the minutes. Four, reports from the chair. Five, report from affiliate coordinator. Six, new business, which includes introduction of new members and election of officers. Seven, set the next meeting and add any agenda items. And number eight is adjourn.
I would like to recommend that we move up the election of the officers, if possible, but because I don't know how long I can stay on the call. But we don't know if David's coming on or not, right?
Right.
So maybe we need to wait on that.
Okay, so that's not a, so we'll go on to the next item then.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Please. So if there's no modification of the agenda, then can we approve the agenda as it's been read?
I move that we approve it as read.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections? Hearing none, then we will accept the proceed with the agenda as it was read. Okay, I believe the next item is approving the minutes.
Okay, Madam Chair, I move that we, this is Teresa, the Secretary, I move that we approve the minutes from October 9th and December 11th. They were sent out on those days. We are missing some minutes in between. I know that those minutes were sent out. I also just sent them out again just now, but they were sent out with at the time.
Did someone just come on, or did someone leave?
Rip Robbins here.
Hi, Rip.
Hey, Rip.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome.
Okay.
So I've moved that we approve minutes from October 9th and December 11th.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any objection? Then we'll accept the minutes of
October 9th and December 11th of 08.
Okay. Thank you.
And
okay,
Madam Chair,
please.
I have minutes that I just sent out. I'm sorry. I thought I sent them out at the time, but evidently I did not see that I said respectfully submitted, so I'm assuming I did not send them out in January, but I have the minutes from the January 15th meeting that were just sent out about 45 minutes ago. Do you want to postpone them as well as these others until next meeting, or do you, or does someone want to move that we approve them now?
What is the pleasure of the committee? I think since folk haven't had a chance to read them, we probably are better served by postponing them until the next meeting.
Fine.
Is there any objection to proceeding in that fashion? Then we'll reserve them for consideration at the next meeting. The next item?
The next item is the report from the chair.
Okay. I need to turn on my car because my battery is dying, and I'm at our center, so I don't have my electrical hookup. So if the background noise is bothering people, let me know, and I'll have to figure out how I can do this. I think for the most part, we're beginning to move forward. It certainly feels that way to me. While the seating of the 09 representatives has been somewhat controversial in some quarters, the board voted to seat David along with myself, and he was a significant asset to the meeting, and I think will bring a strong presence on the PNB generally, and especially in terms of integrating affiliate concerns into the Pacifica concerns, which makes Pacifica a fuller and stronger organization, taking better advantage of the more than 100 affiliates that it has, both as partners and as resources. So I really look forward to working with him, and I'm glad that he stuck it out despite the drama that's gone on around it. That's number one. Number two is attempting to, as a Pacifica, as a network, attempts to get clear about what its financial health is or is not, and what its revenue centers are. I've asked Grace Aaron, who is the current chair, to have have a budget set up for the affiliates program so that we're clear about the contributions of the affiliates program and the expenses that are credited to the affiliates program, giving it the same standing as the archives, as opposed to what I view as this ongoing slush fund that it's been over the past few years. And she's agreed to do that. So I think that will be helpful. And it certainly will be helpful in terms of not only being clear about the contributions of the affiliates program and what its actual expenses are, but also in terms of establishing an objective baseline for growth, both as a program and as well as its contribution to the enhancement of the Pacifica network. So I think that they're two steps forward. The third is that David raised and is quite committed to seeing that AudioPort is upgraded, and so we'll be looking for ways to be able to enhance that to get to realize the potential, more fully realize the potential of AudioPort, and thus strengthening the relationship with affiliates and providing a basis for the recruitment of more affiliates. And Ursula can talk about that more if she's inclined to do so. So I think that we're in a good space at this point in time. I would like at some point in the future, preferably the March meeting, if it meets with all approval, that we start thinking in terms of having, say, an hour of the meeting, 45 minutes to an hour of the meeting in open session for programmatic strategic planning, and that being that affiliates would be invited to participate and talk about where we would like to see our relationship, how we'd like to see our relationship with the network developing, and the kinds of things that activities that we'd like to be involved in with the network, so that can be considered in the programmatic development and certainly as a part of the economic recovery of the network. So,
point of information from the secretary.
Okay.
I'm always in kind of a quandary when you and Ursula give reports, trying to determine what I should put in the minutes if you don't officially give me something that's written. Sounds like what you're suggesting right now is that we're, is something that maybe is a resolution. or you're asking us for a decision on that, as to whether we have a programmatic strategic planning meeting. Is that right?
Yes. I'm not sure. As chair, I don't make a motion, right? So someone else, I need somebody else to make the motion for me.
Well, I'm really confused as to how that would work, because in the past we've had a subcommittee of the task force working on strategic planning. We've had a few subcommittees functioning that performed different tasks, and one of them was developing a strategic plan for the task force. So we've never done it in open session, and I'm not really sure how that would work. I think what would be helpful would be to have one session where we would open it up to affiliates to get their recommendations as to what they would like to see the task force working on. But I don't see how we can develop a plan in the context of a meeting. And then I think that could be referred to a committee to fully flesh it out and then bring it back to the task force.
I don't hear that as inconsistent with what I'm proposing.
Well, I got the impression you wanted to do it at every meeting.
No, I said
oh,
at
okay.
the March meeting.
Just one meeting.
And we would allocate 45 minutes to an hour of the next meeting for that purpose.
Oh, I see.
Are you, Madam Chair, are you suggesting that we, like, send out an email, invite all any affiliates that want to chime in to, like, join us on that meeting?
Exactly.
Or another way to do it is to send out a survey and take the information from the survey and hold our own strategic planning meeting from the information that we get on the survey. Then we would not, I don't know whether they would consider it being tying up their time, but... I don't know whether people have the time to join us on that kind of a call. You know, Ursula's done quite a number of telephone conferences for various formats with affiliates. Maybe she has a suggestion.
This is Ursula. I like Afia's idea. I think that I would prefer not to do a survey right now because that's a huge, huge task, and
yeah.
I don't have any help. That's a task that I can do when I had Doug. But my sense is that I think that what Afia is going for is a more spontaneous give and take between the task force and affiliate members, and you know, why not? I mean, it sometimes when you you know, have discussions with each other, things come up that otherwise just wouldn't. So I understand, in a sense, the spirit of what Afia is suggesting. It's kind of like, you know, in the past we've had affiliates come to the meetings and introduce themselves, and this is, I guess, a more focused way of doing it.
Well, this would be, Ursula, are you suggesting that we would have this separate? I mean, so we have 140 affiliates, so we would give all of them the email, I mean we would give all of them the telephone conference number to call in and see how
Well, I guess what we would do is we would ask them to RSVP, and then believe me, you're not going to get 130 responses. And for those that RSVP, we'll give them the number. And if like, you know, 100 people call, then we'll split them into groups. But my sense is we'll get maybe, if we're lucky, we'll get 5 to 10 people on the call. Because that's how people respond to conference calls. So, you know, my sense is we should just ask them to RSVP and see how many we get. And I'm certainly happy to do the work for that if, you know, or David or Afia could do it too, either one. But I don't think we're going to get an overwhelming number of people.
Well,
can we find out who just joined the call?
This is Nia. I just joined.
Hi.
Hi, Nia. Go ahead, Ursula.
I was finished.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa. I have another question.
Go ahead.
Before I would want to vote on something like this, I mean, this is something I think that Ursula could actually do without our input, but or without.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi,
Jeff.
My question: I would like to know what's the specific intent, because I don't think the question just saying, well, what do you want the affiliates task force to spend our time on, or what do you want to be our priorities? I don't think that would be the question we would want to ask. So I'd like a little bit more discussion on what are we trying to achieve.
The goal is to have affiliate input into what the affiliates task force would be working on and what the affiliates think are important issues to address. It's really kind of brainstorming, and I'm not anxious to rein it in. You know, some ideas people will bring that may well be beyond our purview, but others, if given the opportunity to express themselves, may not only be within our jurisdiction, but bring a fresh perspective. I think that maybe the amount of time made available might be less than 45 minutes to an hour, maybe 30 minutes instead. But I think that it's important that we have at least once a year there's an opportunity for affiliates to be heard in a formal way by the body that is tasked with addressing its issues, and that's the function. And I think that Ursula's suggestion of sending out a notice broadly and the telephone number to those who are RSVP is probably the best way of doing it. I would consider ourselves fortunate if we got 10 people, 10 affiliates to respond. It's also helped us to build a pool of people that can run in the future to be PMB members. So I think that I think it's critical that we create some vehicle that allows for interacting with affiliates, hearing what affiliates have to say.
You know, Afia, we had talked about opening the affiliate task force to other affiliate reps, or over asking other affiliate stations if they wanted people to, if they had people that were interested in joining the task force on a regular, on an ongoing basis.
Right. Maybe, and if people will respond to this kind of call, maybe they will then be willing to become members, because we certainly do need more members. Our committees are not realizing their potential because we don't have enough people to populate them. I think also it would may be energizing for network station reps also to be able to be interfacing with affiliates.
Network reps?
Yeah, from other stations, the reps from other stations.
Madam Chair, pardon me, this is Teresa, the Secretary. I'm still not quite sure, because this is the way you phrased it. Ask if the affiliate input into what the affiliate task force would be working on and that the affiliates are concerned to address. To me, it sounds too general.
Well, I want to keep it general. I would prefer it be even more general than that. That's an accommodation to you.
Well, is this just like an open house?
The object is to have a brain. It is to have a brainstorming, visioning moment.
So visioning.
This is Nia. Could I ask a question?
Please.
I just came in, so I don't know. I had asked Afia for the number to get on, and I couldn't get it. I had to get it from someplace else. Is there someone else that I should let know that I'm on there? What do I need to do in order to get the notices?
I think you're already on the list.
Yeah, but I asked you for the phone number and the code, and I didn't get it. I had to get it from, what's his name?
My understanding is that it's on the calendar.
No, the
the code can't be on the calendar. That's public. The public would have access to the code.
You have the number, Nia, and we don't change it. We use the same number every month. So now that you have it, you can keep it. And use it.
No.
But Madam Chair, she should be on the affiliate's listserv.
That was my understanding as well.
No.
Teresa, you sent an email to the new members, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You should have gotten an email from me that had the information on it, Nia. Maybe I don't have your email correct.
What do you have?
Excuse me, this is totally out of order.
Okay.
The two of you can exchange this at the end of the meeting.
Okay.
All right? So I'm trying to address the question that you have, Teresa, because I want this as an agenda item for the March meeting.
Okay.
And if you and I need to work out the language of that, then we... You know, you and I can do that aside from this call. If there are other people who have questions, then I'd like to hear those questions so we can address them and move forward.
Well, I have a question. I'm not making the resolution because I'm still not somebody needs to put it in the phrase in the form of a resolution, because if I'm understanding correctly, and maybe I'm wrong, it's a half an hour invitation for any affiliates to join us on our March affiliate task force call. Is that correct?
That's correct.
This is Ursula. I think that you were getting close to it right recently. For me, I think it is helpful to say invite people to discuss vision for the affiliates task force, to brainstorm vision. In terms of where affiliates would like the task force to develop, something like that. That it's a vision brainstorming meeting. I think that's both specific and general. Does that sound okay to you, Afia?
That's fine with me.
Is that clear to you, Teresa?
This is what I have. Regarding strategic planning / visioning, Chair asks to invite affiliates to participate in the next in the March telephone conference for half an hour.
And that Ursula will send out the invitation, and the telephone number will be sent to those who are SBC.
I would suggest that just for the purposes of this one phone call, that we have a different code, and that is because sometimes we go into executive session. So mm-hmm. This way, this would be one time specific.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So the same dial-in number, just a different code, access code.
So I'm assuming this will be the very first thing on the agenda of our next meeting.
Maybe we should make it the end
make it.
I don't think it can be at the end because if they come on the call and we get stuck on some other item like approving minutes or something, they may never come back.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think the beginning of the meeting is a good time.
Okay.
Partly, too, because, you know,
we have to start on time.
Yeah, well, we used to do that when we had guest speakers. We did start on time. You know, because 8 o'clock is fairly late for the East Coast, so, you know, it's going to be challenging to get people to do a conference call at 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Well, if we give them plenty of time to introduce themselves and state their vision and write it down so they can get off the call, and then we can just give them feedback later on, so everyone gets in everyone gets to contribute on the call.
Okay, so then we would schedule it to start at 8, from 8 to 8:30. Okay, that's fine with me. Does that work for everybody else?
All right, then I move that.
Wait a minute. Do we have somebody? George, were you about to say something?
I just said it's fine with me.
Okay. Teresa, go ahead.
Well, I was going to make the formal motion.
Go ahead.
Okay. I move that we have our affiliate coordinator send out an invitation and give out telephone conference code to those who RSVP, inviting affiliates to come on our March telephone conference call, the first item on the agenda, to discuss strategic planning and their vision for what they want the affiliate task force to work on and what they're concerned to have addressed.
Okay. Do you have a second?
Second.
Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, then the motion is adopted. Okay, Ursula?
Yeah.
Coordinator's report.
Okay. Well, first of all, welcome to the new members of the task force. I appreciate having you with us. It's always wonderful to have new people. And I put together a kind of itinerary this year of information to help you become better informed about the various aspects of the program. I was kind of helped by Susan Young, who sent me an email asking me various questions on her own, so it kind of gave me a guidepost of what kind of thinking would be helpful to a PNB member. So I will be sending you emails. It's a little bit, you know, it's a lot of information, so I've broken it down into the different topics so that you don't get this enormous email that just is unreadable. So the areas that the emails will cover will be the questions, some of the questions she asked. One was question of what the fee structure is and what the revenue is, question about what services we give to affiliates, a list of the affiliates, information about carriage of Pacifica programming by affiliates, information about the distribution technology that we use, and then on top of that, I'm adding a few things that I think are kind of standard information. One is a link to the history of the affiliates program, so you get kind of a sense of why we are where we are. A mission statement of the affiliates task force that was created when the task force was created, and then a summary of the affiliates program as it is today, just kind of a boilerplate summary of the program. So in case somebody, you know, asks you what the program is, that you have you have language. So I will be sending that to you within the next few days. I will space it out over several emails so that you can make some sense out of it and download it in some sort of, download the information that is attached in some sort of, you know, way that's understandable to you. In terms of news, I have begun to attend the weekly staff meetings. I think I've attended 3 meetings so far, and it has been agreed that I will be going to the national the conference of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters in April, and Brian DeShazer is also going to be going. And we will, we are renting a booth so that we will have a presence at the conference. And I think that some of the station managers are going to try to go too, although that was kind of up in the air. But we're trying to do this the most cost-effective way. And I'll be homestaying in Portland. And we kind of figured out a way that we can do it at a pretty low rate. And speaking of the audio port upgrade, I do want to thank 2 people. Mick Wolf, who is the station manager in Champaign, Illinois, made a $600 donation towards the audio port upgrade.
Right.
Which actually is really wonderful because Mick is one of Pacifica's great critics as well. So it's just a... I call him my canary in the mine shaft because he's very vigilant, but he did have some extra money this year, so he donated $600 above and beyond his affiliation fee.
And he is also, with what radio station?
WEFT, long-standing affiliate.
In Champaign.
In Champaign, Illinois, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then thank you to Teresa Allen, who sent a donation as well to the upgrade of the audio port. And it was $200 and some, right, Teresa?
Yes, that came, I organized a concert, and the audience voted that was what they wanted to give their money to.
That's great.
So,
we're starting
to put the pennies together. We have about $10,000 goal, so, you know, we got some work to do, but it's, you know, every bit helps. So many thanks to both of those people.
Ursula, this is George.
Yes.
Will we be getting in that package you're sending essentially a budget for this upgrade, the things that are needed and how much they're going to cost?
Well, I can ask the trouble is we don't really, I guess I would have to talk to John. Are you on the call still? I don't know if he's here. You know, I don't have
yes, I am.
Support that I used to have, so it's, John, is the cost for the upgrade of the audio port, is that something that, I'm not even sure how to put that together right now.
That should be in our budget.
Yeah, I guess I have to talk to John about that. You know, the trouble is we don't really have staff right now, so I'll talk to John and we'll see, I'll find out from John how to do that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
That should come back to this affiliates task force and be presented to the PNB as a budget item.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Did someone else come on, or did someone leave?
I think that was John leaving.
Oh. Okay. Go ahead, Ursula. Ursula?
Maybe that was Ursula we lost.
Sounds like it. Maybe she'll come back on.
But while she's coming back, was there a name of this document that she's sending out to us this week?
Hi, this is Ursula again. I'm sorry, my phone. One of the things I need money for is a decent phone. My phones are really bad. But, George, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
I would request that you get that together as best you can with as good an estimate as you can of what the costs are.
Okay.
Bring it back to the affiliates committee for sort of discussion and approval and to be forwarded to the PNB to become a budget item so we can get you the money to do it.
Yeah, I mean, one of the problems is that Pete was managing that project, and he was kind of unceremoniously asked to leave, and so that information kind of left with him, and we'll have to figure out what to do.
Okay.
So, okay, I will duly note it. I guess the last thing I'll say in terms of news is that we are continuing to look at ways to leverage the network for economic development, and we started two initiatives this month that really don't have any cost associated to them, and one is we're starting a project where we're helping stations cross-promote each other. And the first successful version of that is a PSA that a station in radio Moscow, Idaho, did on behalf of KPFK's fund drive. And it's in AudioPort, and I'll send you a link to it as part of the emails I'll send you, because it's a lot of fun to listen to. And it's not password protected, so it's a 1 minute basically saying, you know, support KPFK, and it's done with kind of a particular charm. So it's a lot of fun. So essentially, the project is to begin helping stations promote each other on each other's airwaves. And the other project that we started is starting to figure out how to do group buys network wide, since we have a pretty large number of stations, and we also have an agreement from the NFCB to combine forces with them, so we could put together pretty large bulk buys. And actually, Jim Bennett, who used to be the station manager at KPFA, is now the station manager of WMNF in Florida, and has offered to help chair these meetings to start really, because he's a tech person, to start figuring out what kind of things we could buy in bulk, and to kind of just discuss how to cut costs that way. And that's it. The last thing I have to say is that it would be a good idea, maybe not at this meeting, but sometime before the next in-person PNB meeting, to come up with some sort of motion to deal with the fact that Vicky Santa passed away, and what kind of a gesture the Pacifica National Board would like to make towards WMNF, which is really, you know, one of our most significant affiliates, and also Vicky was on the PNB. And so we do need it at the next in-person meeting to somehow, talk about this and figure out what we would like to do.
Did we not do a resolution at the last in-person meeting, the LA meeting?
I don't think Vicky was spoken about. I think Dave Beaton brought her up, but I don't remember any. I don't remember it being dealt with. Maybe I'm mistaken, but I don't remember anything.
May I ask a question? What
yes.
about get? What about donating some archives to their station in her honor?
Well, I mean, I think I don't know. I'm not sure this is the place to discuss that. I'm just putting it on. I think we should make it an agenda item at some point, and that's one idea. It could be a good idea if we come up with something that is relevant to Tampa. I'm not sure I think some thought should go into it, but maybe. But it seems like it's a whole agenda item on itself, so I don't want to get into it too much. But I do want to make a note of it so that we don't forget to do that.
This is me. I have a question.
Yes.
Go ahead, Nia.
Do all the stations stream? Are all the affiliate stations stream?
You mean, do they have, no, not all of them, no.
Is there any thought of getting them all on stream?
You mean to have internet radio stations of their own station? Is that what you mean? Well, I mean, it's, are you asking whether we're interested in organizing that? Is that your question?
No, I'm asking you as a coordinator. Do they all stream? Do some stream? How could we hear them?
Oh, you go to PacificaNetwork.org,
Right.
And click on affiliate on network stations. You'll be able to find the trail to the affiliates. And we there is a list of the affiliates, and there is
a link to
their
website.
Stream. Well, yeah, and there's a link to their stream. And some of them have the links and some don't, and some of the links are broken. And but it's a, you know, but at the very least, you have links to all their websites, and then you can see on the website whether they're streaming or not.
Okay. And those that aren't streaming, is there any thought of getting them all stream? Because I really think they all should be on, because they all carry DN, right?
Not all of them, no.
Okay.
Most of them do, but not all of them, no.
I guess it would be good if they all could stream, because then that would bring more, I think that would also bring more revenue to the foundation and more exposure.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if we offered, you know, an ability for cheap streaming, I think a lot of them would get on board. I guess that would be a question for our technical staff as to what the feasibility of that is. You know, we don't really want to pay for the bandwidth for all the stations because we don't have the money. So the question is, who would pay for the bandwidth? And
okay.
I mean, I will note your suggestion and see, you know, what the options are. We have approached it in the past, but just for financial reasons, we've never really followed through with something like that.
Could I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
Please.
Yeah. How much, on average, how much does it cost to stream?
John, are you on the call? Can you respond to that? John?
Hello.
John left us. This is a question
I'd
like to ask. Hi.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
The question was, what does it cost to stream? Can you, I mean, it actually depends on how many people listen to your station, but can you give a ballpark description of cost?
I was actually not listening right now, so in what context?
Well, Nia was asking what it costs for a station to stream.
Well, it's not a question of cost. You have to have certain services in place.
Okay.
I mean,
but let's say all those services are in place and someone wanted to go online and listen. The reason I ask, because if, when you get, that's how the foundation would get more exposure, more listeners would be drawn to us. That's what I was thinking of in terms of bringing revenue to the foundation. But how much do you think on average if we were to do that?
Well, we already are streaming from the stations. Are you talking about something separate from that?
Yeah, the affiliates. Like you go on www.wmnf.org or whatever it is, and you could listen to the station.
Anybody can do that, Nia. You can just pull up their call letters online and listen live.
Oh,
yeah, but
so,
not all the stations are online.
Yeah, but whoever is online.
Right. But my question was, what does it cost to get everybody online? Ursula, Ursula wanted to ask John, do you know?
No. The larger question is do we want to create an online network in addition to the land-based network, and that is a significant substantive question that can be addressed on this call.
Right.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Perhaps that is something that Jim Bennett can research when he is working on the group buys possibility of getting a rate for assisting a whole group in doing that. And also, perhaps that is something that the affiliates might want to bring up when they attend next month, if that's a high priority to get assistance in something like that.
Afia, there are certain issues, like there are copyright issues that have come to the fore that are a problem if a station is not CPB funded. That would make it very complicated. So I think that there's certain logistical problems, it's not just setting up the infrastructure.
This is Ursula. Yeah. I think, you know, Nina, I want to acknowledge the direction you're thinking. I think you're kind of trying to feel your way through, you know, what is a way to leverage all this. I think that, I mean, one of the problems with stations streaming their own stations, I mean, which is that they will fundraise for themselves then. So I'm not sure that helping stations stream, although it would definitely attract affiliates, I'm not sure it's a cost-effective fundraising strategy. I think what is, but kind of in the direction you're thinking, I think that setting up a stream that represents content from the whole network is has potential. So that instead
right.
of, you know, paying a whole lot of stations to stream their stations and fundraising for themselves, to look in the future towards the potential of a stream, which is a Pacifica network stream, which represents the entire network.
That's exactly what I right. That's exactly what I meant. Yes.
Yeah, I think that is an idea that has potential. You know, I think we're yeah. So I do want to acknowledge. I think that's what you're kind of trying to work towards.
Yeah.
At the point of information, there's already been discussion along those same lines as a satellite station.
Yeah, exactly. It would be the same thing.
Yeah, so that's already being talked about.
Yeah.
Where it'll go is remains to be seen at this point.
Yeah, I'll give you another example of that too. I get requests on a somewhat regular basis from cable television, like a community access television, that would like a Pacifica stream to put behind their, you know, community calendar or whatever. And if we had a 24-hour stream, they would take it, and that would be another source of clients. So, you know, there's several ways you could use a stream like that.
Well, I think that what would be useful is to reiterate to the program committee or to inform the program committee of this interest and ask them to keep us informed of their progress in this regard.
Yeah.
And to at the March meeting to see how much interest might be expressed by other affiliates in such such a resource.
Yeah, I did kind of test the waters because you know, Grace had brought up the issue of a Sirius stream, and in the little bit of testing waters that I did, I got a thundering yes.
Uh-huh.
I got tremendous enthusiasm and station managers saying they would put a tremendous amount of energy into it. So
right.
it was definitely, it definitely got people's attention. Okay. So, yeah,
and
it would
I don't know,
work.
This is John.
I don't know who the chair of the program committee is, but I think, as I said, I think that it would be important for us to inform them of our interest and to ask them to keep us informed of their progress.
Yeah.
This is John. We're looking toward setting up an infrastructure that would allow us to do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So thank you for that question, Nia. That was a very good question.
Thanks.
Is that programming or technology or both?
It's both.
No, which committee is responsible for advancing the idea? Programming or technology?
Probably technology.
Well, you know that it really is also existing in Pacifica management. I mean, Grace had brought it up in her capacity as the interim executive director as well. So, I think it's kind of residing in various areas.
Okay. Well, we need to figure out how we keep up with it. Is the point that I'm attempting to make?
Yeah.
Okay. What is next on the agenda, Madam Secretary?
Teresa?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. The next item on the agenda after the report from the affiliate coordinator is new business, and there are two items, introduction of new members and election of officers.
Okay. Well, if,
it sounds to me as if David Beaton is working tonight somewhere.
Yeah, it does.
But maybe we can just go around and introduce ourselves, because there are some new people on the call.
Yeah, traditionally, you know, new members have, or everybody really at the beginning of the year has talked about what their particular interests are so that we get a sense of who, you know, what we want to do.
Well, since you have the floor, do you want to start with you?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm Ursula. I'm not sure what I can say that I haven't already explained to people about myself. I mean, I kind of made my introduction at the TNB meeting, so, and Rip knows me, so I'm the affiliates coordinator. I've been the affiliates coordinator since 2003, and prior to that I worked for a year as a consultant conducting a survey for Pacifica, trying to figure out what the situation was with affiliates, because after the struggle we really didn't know anymore. And so that's how I became introduced to this work. I do the job full time, and at this point we have about 136 affiliates, I think was the count that I came up with. And my job is actually a number of things. I do outreach and marketing to get new affiliates. I provide services to the existing affiliates and to the Pacifica stations. And I also work on building infrastructure for network services, and fill in for a lot of the kind of network needs when they're not being met. When there's not a program, national program director, or various other areas where there's just kind of holes in the network, I end up working with other national staff, which right now kind of amounts to John, to bridge a lot of the gaps that exist. So a lot of the work I actually do is focused on Pacifica. I don't just focus on the affiliates.
Ursula, didn't you just help coordinate some special national programming on Senate hearings and so forth?
Whenever there's national programming, John and I are intimately involved with that. Because we don't have a national program director, it really kind of falls on us to manage that. I also help manage the KU satellite. Wherever needed. I also work with a lot of Pacifica producers who want to work on some sort of national scale. Today I help facilitate some people in New York who are interested in there's an organization that's doing an event up in at the Audubon Ballroom in regards to Malcolm X, the anniversary of his assassination, and there's going to be an event up there. And so I helped them connect with WBAI, and we're actually going to go up and record it for WBAI. So, you know, I'm partly one of these. I would say, you know, in terms of introducing myself, if I would ask myself what one of my greatest skills or services that I do is, that I'm somebody who connects a lot of people. I'm kind of like a switchboard.
Yeah.
I kind of know where everybody is, and that's what I do best. I connect people to what they need. Seems to be like 90% of what I do. So I run a lot of errands all the time. So I guess I'll stop there.
Okay. You're a volunteer. Why don't we have new people? Nia?
Yes?
If you don't mind introducing yourself.
Okay. I'm Nia Bediaco from WBAI. I'm a director, and my interest in joining the task force is, one, my question that I just asked Ursula, and number two, just to get a better understanding of what the affiliates are and how they operate. And the thing that piqued my interest when I hear Amy saying that she's now broadcasting on over 750 affiliates, I just wanted to make sure that somehow we are benefiting from that. So I am totally ignorant of the process and how they function. So I'm ready to learn.
Great.